The Champaign Unit 4 School District is gathering community input on a third attempt at building a new high school for the district after two previous referenda have failed on the ballot. One way the third time around is a bit different is the formation of a special facilities committee made up of community members who will make a recommendation to the Unit 4 School Board in June about what building and renovation options to pursue. The Tier 2 Facilities Committee met last night at the district's Mellon Administrative Center. Nicole LaFond is the News Gazette's education reporter. She was at last night's meeting and joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, Brian.
District administrators made their case to the committee last night for what the district needs in terms of this possible building project. What did they say should be the top priorities?
Well, they spent a lot of time discussing, what some of the programming needs and educational 21st century needs are at all of our schools. And a big thing that they focused on was, how does that translate into what 21st century facilities should look like? And they spent some time, comparing what Unit 4 has to what some of the more modern high schools in our area have. And a lot of focus was on Central High School. That's kind of been the main focus of this committee. But they also spent some time talking about Dr. Howard, which is, one of the oldest schools in the district, and Southside as well, and the International Prep Academy, which is another elementary school. And they talked about Edison Middle School some, too. So it was pretty broad-ranging discussion, focusing just a lot on the facility needs in those schools there.
Let's talk about Central for just a moment. It looks like the committee has kind of narrowed their focus down to two options, Nicole. The existing Central site with the addition of some extra land to the north and east of Central High School, and and of course the Interstate Drive site, which has been defeated on the ballot twice already.
Right.
What examples did the administrators present of maybe some similar high schools in the state to both of those options?
Yeah, so there's a school over in DeKalb High School, obviously, was just renovated, I think, in 2012. And it's they call it a greenfield site, so it would be similar to the Interstate Drive option. It's about a 400,000 square feet school for serving about 2,500 students. The renovation was $80 million. So they talked a lot about how, this site gives them a lot of good options for having all the athletic fields on site. There's plenty of green space around, and it wasn't as expensive because it was on this greenfield space on the edge of town. But then they also gave some examples of Decatur Public Schools, which both of their high schools, I think it was in 2014-2015, they renovated both of their high schools. Each got about almost $40 million renovation on site. So these schools were expanded and renovated where they currently stand, and cost about $40 million each for those renovations. So they gave some, different examples of different options, but lots more to discuss there.
I'm sure. One of the things brought up was athletics, and certainly Central is kind of in a unique place in terms of their athletic facilities, where
right.
just about all of the outdoor athletic facilities are not on the school grounds.
Mm-hmm.
What was presented in terms of need for athletics at the new high school?
So athletic director over at Central is John Woods, and he just kind of, laid out some realities for the committee, talking a lot about the fact that these all students are, there's, I think he said, about 900 and so students who are involved in athletics at Central. And he just reviewed for the committee the 10 different sites that these athletic teams have to travel, across town to practice every day after school. They have, students are allowed to drive if they can drive to these off-campus sites, but they also provide a shuttle service, which is a good thing that they do. But he just kind of harped on the fact that this it works, and Central's got some great athletic teams, but what exactly is fair here? So I think that they have a gym, and they have a park not far that they use for PE, and they have some weight rooms in the school, but he's talked a lot about, the fact that we've got kids traveling all across town for athletics when it's not the same at the school that's, you know, not far, far down the road from them.
You mentioned several other schools were discussed at last night's meeting. It sounds from everything I've read and heard about this process, it sounds like the administration is, among those other schools, making Dr. Howard the highest priority.
Yeah, it really did seem that way last night. You know, they talked about Edison a lot and some of the needs there, but I would say just from who spoke last night, they had the director of special education speaking. They had the principal of Dr. Howard step up and talk a little bit about her experiences with the school. And it did sound like, you know, there was a lot of focus on Dr. Howard. It's 105-year-old building, at least parts of it are 105 years old. It's not accessible. Southside isn't accessible either, but I don't, at least from, you know, what they were saying, it doesn't have the same issues with some, I think there's, you know, there's some wall issues with crumbling walls in the basement and water damage. And, you know, it's also, you know, with the schools of choice system that they have set up for the elementary schools in the Unit 4 district, Dr. Howard's enrollment has decreased over the years. So,
Nicole, what kind of response did administrators get from committee members last night?
It seemed pretty receptive. They're actually, you know, they actually weren't as talkative last night as they usually were. It was a lot of information to take in. Some, you know, there was some discussion about athletics versus other extracurricular needs and not wanting to appear as though they're putting too much focus on athletics. And, you know, a lot of just reality, you know, it was a dose of reality when they were talking about some of the needs at Southside and Dr. Howard with the schools not being accessible for, you know, grandparents and different people that need to get into the school who may have disabilities. So it was a limited discussion from committee members last night, but, you know, they seemed to really take it in well. So,
Nicole, last question, only have about 30 seconds here, but okay. What's coming up next for this Tier 2 Facilities Committee?
So next, I believe it's next week, they're going to zone in on Central High School again. They're going to review the five different on-site expansion options as well as the interstate drive option and talk numbers and design plans and things like that. So I think, I think the plan is to narrow down some options there.
Nicole LaFond is the education reporter for the News Gazette. You can read her coverage of last night's Tier 2 Facilities meeting in today's News Gazette and online at news-gazette.com. Nicole, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Brian.